Listening to Community Radio WRFG Atlanta and on the World Wide Web at WRFG.org. 89.3 FM. We're proudly your listener-supported station for progressive information.
And the time on WRFG is just 5 o'clock. John Falstaff with you for the next 2 hours. We have an exciting show lined up, and we're going to start off with some musicians who are playing live in town this coming Saturday. It's a house concert. Information on how to connect with that when we come back. In the meantime, enjoy the music.
Thank you. Thank you. Greetings, WRFG family. The board, staff, and volunteers of WRFG would like to thank all of you who pledged during our recent on-air fundraising drive. We pride ourselves with knowing how much you appreciate our diverse programming. We want to remind and encourage those of you who have not yet fulfilled your pledge to do so as soon as possible. Your monetary support is very crucial to maintaining our 24-hour broadcast programming schedule. Please send your check, money orders, or walk in your cash to 1083 Austin Avenue, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30307. Again, thank you so much for supporting your favorite community radio, WRFG 89.3 FM, your station for progressive information and handpicked music.
Full sore did he cry, alas, I'm tormented, for love must I die. My dear and my jewel, my honey, said he, will you let me gang with you, your sweetheart to be? My dear and my jewel, my honey, said he, will you let me gang with you, your true love to be? Were I to say yes, I'd speak against my mind, for to say no, you would think me unkind. Since say nothing, you'd say I was dumb. Take that for your answer and go as you come. A box on your Sally, for you are unkind. You took the lily, left the red rose behind, but the lily will yellow and the time will come soon, when the red rose will flourish in the sweet month of June. Some marry for riches, get wild saucy blades. But if I should marry, as plain you may see, the wee lass that's loyal is the darling for me. As I walked out one evening so clear, a young man lamented for the loss of his dear. As he lamented, full sore did he cry, alas, I'm tormented, for love must I die.
Battlefield Band there, two in a row from them, from their new album. It's called Lineup, and it features a slightly new lineup, including two pipers and two fiddle players, and no keyboard player anymore. Alan Reed, who was with the band for many, many years, has moved on to do a lot of songwriting and his own stuff. But the band sounds great, and they're actually playing a album release party in Manhattan in about a week. So if you're in the area, look them up on the web, and it might be interesting. Battlefield Band, Lineup is the name of the album. We heard The Pits, a bunch of tunes, and followed up with a song, The Lily and the Rose. And we started off with Helen Gubbins and Friends. She is coming to town as part of a concert, a house concert this coming Saturday. The lineup on that occasion is called The Woolly Jumpers and features four people, including Helen, who hails from County Cork, and she sang for us there in Irish, also as a fine accordion player. So from the album she did with Tim Langan called Irish Traditional Music, he's a fiddle player, we heard The Reels to start off, The Boys of 25 and The Connacht Heifers, and then a well-known song, A Spalpeena Rune. Again, she's playing with the Woolly Jumpers this coming Saturday at the house concert in the Studio Plex area, and the number for information and reservations, because you won't even know where it is if you don't make an effort to find out, is as follows: Bella at 404-926-6438. That's 404-926-6438. Information about this and also things that we don't give you all the information about in the air can be found from our website. You can get it through Twitter or you can get it through our blog, but it's all central, located at thecelticshow.org. Thecelticshow.org has information about this upcoming show, including links to musical samples and video and all sorts of good stuff. It also has playlists from all of our past shows and podcasts from many of them. So if you're interested in hearing The Celtic Show when we're not on the air live, that's certainly a good option. We're going to move right along now with a fine band from Wales. Enjoy.
In a moment. The times was going hard with him, in fact the man was broke. So he sent an invitation to his neighbours one and all, as how he'd like their company that evening at a ball. And when writing out, he was careful to suggest to them that if they found a hat of his convenient at the door, the more they put in whenever he requested them, the better would the music be for battering the floor. With a chip on the flute and a twiddle on the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a hitting on the griddle, low. Oh, up, down, hand down, down across and hit the wall. If you hadn't played the gaiety, you'd fill the flute at ball. There was Mr. Dennis Dougherty, who kept the running dog. There was little Crooked Paddy from the Tirralugget Bog. There were boys from everywhere, and Ian girls from every art, and the beautiful Miss Brady's in the private house and cart. And along with them came bouncing Mrs. Cafferty. Little Mickey Mulligan was also to the fore. Rose Suzanne and Margaret O'Rafferty, the flower of Art McGullion and the pride of Petlebore. With a toot on the flute and a twiddle on the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a hitting on the middle, oh, up, down, and around and cross and hit the wall. If you hadn't read the gaiety, you'd fill the flute with. First little Mickey Mulligan got up to show them how, and then the windy Cafferty steps out and takes a bow. I dance you off your legs, you see, as sure as you were born. If you'll only make the piper play, the hare was in the corn. So Phil plays up to the best of his ability. The ladies and the gentlemen begin to do their share. Fate and Mick, it's you that has agility. Be gobbing Mrs. Cafferty, you're leaping like a hare. With a toot on the flute and a twiddle on the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heading on the griddle, oh, up, down, hand around across and hit the wall. If you hadn't breathed the gaiety, you'd fill the flute as ball. Then fill the flute, tip the wing to little Crooked Pat. I think it's nearly time to see for passing round the hat. So Paddy passed the carbine round and looking pretty cute. Said you have to pay the piper when the cute is on the flute. Then all joined in with the greatest joviality, covered in the buckle and the shuffle and the cuss. Jigs were danced of the very finest quality, but the widow bet the company had handled in the fuss. With a tip on the flute and a twiddle on the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heading on the griddle, oh, up, down, hand around across and hit the wall. If you hadn't played the gaiety, you'd fill the flute at ball.
Thank you.
O'Sullivan's March there, played for us by Brendan Begley and Cuivin O'Rahilla on accordion and fiddle respectively. And we started off at the very beginning, we had four in a row there, with Fernhill from Wales featuring the lovely vocals of Julie Murphy. Fi Willa was the name of the song, and it's from their album Willia, which came out a while back on Beautiful Joe Records. Follow that up with a set of tunes from the new one by the Brock Maguire Band and Friends. And I think that one was just the Brock Maguire Band. They have some high profile friends, including Ricky Skaggs on some of the tracks. The album is called Green Grass Bluegrass, and just this morning I was in Bluegrass Airport. I wonder if you know where that is. It's in Kentucky, there's a hint for you. The album is subtitled Roots Music from Ireland and America, and the track we heard was Johnny Will You Marry Me, Phil the Fluter's Ball and the Rookery. And with Phil the Fluter's Ball in there, we couldn't resist throwing in the song Phil the Fluter's Ball to the same tune, written by Mr. Percy French, born in Roscommon way back in the 1800s, and the Dubliners performed that for us, and it's a recording taken from their album 30 Years of Graying, which came out in about 1993 or so. And now they're 40 something, almost 50 years of graying, I guess. I'm going to move along with something on the pipes from Scotland. This is played by a gentleman called Lorne McDougall.
Thank you. One evening fair I took the air down by Blackwater side, and gazing all around me, 'twas the Irish lad I spied. All through the first part of that night, we two did sport and play. Then that young man arose and did gather his clothes, saying, "Fare thee weel today. That's not the promise you gave to me when you laid upon my breast, and you made me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the west. There's not one girl in this whole wide world so easily led as I. The fishes will fly and the seas will run dry, sure, and it's then that you'll marry me. Go home, go home to your father's garden. Go home and cry your fill, and think on your misfortune that you've wrought with your wanton will. One evening fair I took the air down by Blackwater side. Thank you.
Anderson is the name of that fiddle player. Lovely stuff there. The Duke of Fife, and it's from his album Home and Beauty on Green Tracks Records, Scottish fiddle player. We started off with Lorne McDougall, also on Green Tracks Record, Fine Piper, and the opening track from his album Hello World. We heard the track The Gravel Walk. Squeezed in J.J. Sheridan then. He has an album out called the Edward Bunting's The Ancient Music of Ireland, the 1840 edition. He has a kind of greatest hits version, 22 selections, which came out a year or so back. And we heard the opening track from that called Lady Ivic, written by, arranged by Thomas Connellton back in 1660. Song from the 60s there. The complete CD set, a multi-CD set of all of Edward Bunting's The Ancient Music of Ireland will be coming out, I believe, within the month. And we'll be giving more information about that as JJ feeds it to us. In between J.J. Sheridan and Paul Anderson, we heard from Celia Ramsey, who is a Californian of Scottish extraction. She and her husband run a vineyard in California. She's made a lovely album called Songs of My Father's People, mostly Scottish songs about love. Celia Ramsey is her name, and we heard her singing completely unaccompanied there of a lovely version of Black Waterside. 15 minutes to go to the top of the hour, and the next set goes out to a very special birthday girl. She's marking an interesting decade passing, and I think on the 8th, it's all going to happen. Mariana is her name, and we wish her well on her birthday, and we look forward to her continuing to be a fan of WRFG in her second decade. Here's a song from a Cork man to keep her happy.
Do you ken John Peel with his coat so gay? Do you ken John Peel at the break of day? Do you ken John Peel when he's far, far away with his hound so gay in the morning? 'Twas the sound of the horn that brought me from my bed, and the cry of the hounds which he oft times led. John Peel's tally-ho would awaken the dead, and we'll rise him from his cover in the morning. Yes, I ken John Peel and Ruby too, Ranter and Ringwood, Bellman and True. From a point to a check, from a check to a view, from a view to a death in the morning. 'Twas the sound of the horn that brought me from my bed, and the cry of the hounds which he oft times led. John Peel's tally-ho would waken the dead, and we'll rise him from his cover in the morning. Then here's to John Peel from my heart and my soul. Let's drink to his health, let's finish the bowl. We'll follow John Peel through fair and through foul, if we want a good hunt in the morning. 'Twas the sound of the horn that brought me from my bed, and the cry of the hounds which he oft times led. John Peel's tally-ho would awaken the dead, and we'll rise him from his cover in the morning. Do you ken John Peel with his coat so gay? He lived at Roadneck once on the day. Now he is gone so far, far away, we shall never hear his voice in the morning. 'Twas the sound of the horn that brought me from my bed, and the cry of the hounds which he oft times led. John Peel's tally-ho would awaken the dead, and we'll rise him from his cover in the morning. Thank you.
And if you're listening, Mariana, this next one is sung by somebody who's just a little bit older than you.
Maggie Dooley packed her grip and left Erin's Isle for a trip to Honolulu. Maggie Dooley learned to dance and after a while came back home dressed like a Zulu. She has a brand new walk, she talks Hawaiian talk, she's made a Honolulu out of poor old County Cork. Since Maggie Dooley learned the hooly hooly, Ireland is fading away. The Sweeneys and Dailies have sold their shillelaghs and bought ukuleles to play. Fat Miss Kelly wiggles just like jelly when those dancers sway. And every calling on the street is all dressed up like shredded wheat. Since Maggie Dooley learned the hooly.
Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. All the boys got roaring drunk and some ain't sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, the lads were feeling gay. Till O'Leary came with the bagpipes, some music for to play. Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner, pouring out her grief, while Kelly and his pal, the dirty Robin thief, he sneaked up to the ante room and a bottle of whiskey stole, and placed the bottle on the corpse to keep the liquor cold. And
that's how they show their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another, and everything in the way, 'cause when the night that Murphy died.
About 2 o'clock in the morning, some dirty blue-eyed scamp wrote upon the coffin lid, "Here lies a tramp." They stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy could not tell the time, and at 3:15 sure they told her it was 9. Now the whole damn gang got merry, of course they didn't care that poor old Mrs. Murphy and her family were there. But all the tricks I ever saw that made me shiver with fear, they took the ice right off the corpse and placed it on the beer.
Sure, that's how they show their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they show.